Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is Dan Young, your host, here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. Today, we're going to depart a little bit from our normal routine, and we're going to introduce you to a young man by the name of Chris Miles with Money Ripples. Now, I can assure you, with the 20 years of clinical experience that I have working with people, that stress, financial stress, to be more specific, is one of the chief contributors to ill health. Chris is a cash flow expert. He's an anti-financial advisor. I think that's great. He's a leading authority in teaching people how to get their money working for them today. He is an author. He's also a podcast host of the Chris Miles Money Show. He's been featured in US News, CNN Money, EO Fire, and has a proven reputation with his company, Money Ripples, at helping his clients get life-altering financial results. Here are the facts. He has personally, over the last 9 years, helped his clients increase their cash flow by over $100 million. That's right, $100 million. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. And thank you for tuning into this episode with Chris Miles of Money Ripples, episode 216 on Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Your host, Dan Young, here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And today, we've got a bit of a departure from my norm. I've got Chris Miles on the phone with me. He's the founder of Money Ripples. And I'll tell you, the reason I approached Chris is because this topic is something that not only do clients find is a contributing stress factor to their ill health. Okay, that's one thing that we look at. But as Chris and I were talking just before we started recording here, is that practitioners seem to have this real big stigma about money. And as I informed him, I'm certainly not one of them. I try to keep it in its proper perspective. It's a value measurement, right, in my community. It's a gauge of how much value I'm bringing to the community, but I certainly don't do it for the money. And so I'm thankful that he's agreed to do a kind of a diverted, you know, from our normal routine on a podcast here, and we're going to go into some issues on how to be healthy from a money perspective. Chris, thank you so much for joining me on today's Total Wellness Radio.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, Dan.
So Chris is the founder of Money Ripples. He has literally helped hundreds of thousands of people internationally. He used to be the vice president of the coaching section of Freedom Fast Track Company, and has been featured in US News, CNN Money, bankrate.com, and on and on and on, has literally helped over 600 clients. And this seems like it's almost like, I don't want to say this wrong, it's not the lower end scale, but about 600 people save, on an average, find on an average of about $34,000 a year that is being wasted or mismanaged or could be improved by those numbers. And so I'm thankful that you agreed to be on this today. I know that, you know, one of the things that from a client standpoint that comes up a lot is people love what we do and can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So helping them find money to make sure that their health is a priority might be some of the things. But in the bigger picture, we work with a lot of practitioners across the country to help them with their practice side of things. And so we want to really make sure and plug them into your wisdom as well. So my first question is always, Chris, what was it that, I mean, everybody has a story, right? Everyone is doing what they're doing for a reason or a specific, like something took place with them financially for you maybe, or you watch something that you didn't want to experience, like, wow, how do I position myself to not have that happen to me financially? So what was it that brought you into this path of becoming the anti-financial advisor? I like that. I read that about you.
Yeah, you know, the main thing that got me to that path is, you know, I started out as the traditional mainstream financial advisor, right? I'd be like the equivalent of the mainstream doctor that prescribes all the medication to you.
Okay.
You know, like the stuff that's proven not to work, you know? And so that's kind of how I started. I did that for 4 years.
Okay.
And I'm one of those people, like, I like to see proof in the pudding, right? Like, I want to see that things actually work. And when I started inheriting clients, I had decades of advice from advisors. And this is even back around Y2K time, right? And even after that, I realized nobody was becoming financially free.
Yep.
And I thought, well, that stinks, you know? And I remember there was even a friend that brought up to me, he's like, well, how many of your clients are financially free? None, not even the retired doctors. Like, they're even freaked out about money. Like, they're not mentally free. They might have enough money,
yeah,
but they're not mentally free.
Yep.
And he's like, well, how about you financial advisors? Because if anybody's got to figure it out, how about you guys? And I'm like, well, Well, none of us. We all need the commissions or whatever, yeah, right? You know, yeah. If there's, you know, the ongoing passive streams income or residual or whatever. So, you know, I was like, okay, none of us are free. And he's like, well, there's a problem for you, you know? And so I went away from that mainstream, vowed never to teach about money again. I was just going to teach ballroom dancing and do mortgages.
Yeah.
And I know, side note, I used to be one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers.
Right on. So, is there some YouTube out there of that?
Yeah, so I was kind of going that route.
Is there some YouTube out there of that? You on the ballroom floor?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no. No. That was like 30 pounds ago.
Okay.
So now I can't keep up with the young kids that are half my age now.
Gotcha.
But, you know, but yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I started. And then, but of course, people kept coming to me, asking me questions. And what happened in 2006 is I was actually able to, even though I didn't have a ton of money, I was able to figure kind of the recipe, the formula out. And mm-hmm. I was able to retire the first time when I was 28 years old. And then of course, I went through, you know, I came out of retirement in 2007 to start teaching that. You know, we mentioned Freedom Fast Track. I was with them yep. when we started the company.
Yep.
And then of course, right then, the recession hit. And I went from millionaire to upside down, right? And which was awesome. It was a good piece of humble pie there. And it was really cool because I stopped teaching people how to get out of the rat race because that's what I was teaching people all the time. And I couldn't be in integrity and do that. So I switched up to teach people how to get resourceful and how to find cash to then be able to do mm-hmm. stuff, right? Because mm-hmm. that's the thing people said. They're like, man, I'd love to do something, but I don't have any money.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking in the back of my mind, I wasn't saying this verbally. I was thinking, well, man, if I'm in as much trouble as I am, where I'm over $1 million in debt, I know your situation is not nearly that bad. I bet you could find stuff.
Yeah.
So I would tell them, what if I could find you the money? Would that be cool? And they're like, well, yeah. And so I would use the stuff that I was learning from my own experience using that. And that's where eventually, like, I got connected with some groups like chiropractors. I coached over 300 different chiropractors personally, you know, and helped them and doing stuff to free up cash flow and dentists and, you know, anesthesiologists, right? So, and, and ever since then, I was actually able to retire again, this time doing it the right way,
yes,
3 years ago.
Good for you. Congratulations. And what is your current age?
42 now.
Yeah, so see, this notion of, here's one of the things that you bring up, right? This notion of, well, I get to retire at 65. Why so late in life?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Why not?
No, your life is gone.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're definitely over, you know, you're in the second half for sure. So what do you find to be?
Yeah, you're not dead, but you got so much more life ahead of you, you know? Yeah.
What do you find to be one of the most exciting aspects of what you're teaching people now, Chris?
Hope. Yeah. I think really bringing hope that people didn't realize is possible, right? I mean, I'll give you an example. I had a doc up in I think it was, I can't remember, Wisconsin or Minnesota, up in the Midwest, right?
Okay.
Way up in the cold areas. And he was 62 years old, and he had actually, his practice had declined 3 years in a row, right? I mean, he was getting to the point where he was burning out. He's like, okay, we can't go this pace. I used to be really profitable, doing great.
Yep.
But things just, business isn't the way it used to be, and things are winding down, and now I'm burning out, and I hate my practice, right? And there was a lot of different reasons. There were some mindset reasons too, but I'm one of those people, I think there's a 1-2 punch. Like there's gotta be the mindset, but you gotta have some strategy with it too.
Yep.
There's gotta be you gotta have both. You can't just talk about money and hope that it appears, right?
Right.
There's gotta be an action that follows it up with the right mindset.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was looking at a situation and I said, all right, you know what we could do here? You got like $500,000 sitting in IRAs, doing nothing and losing money in the stock market, right? What if we could take $100,000 of that, pay on a few loans, refinance your mortgage, do a few things to the point where we could actually, I can guarantee to free up $4,200 a month. That's $50,000 a year. And what shocked me was his response. He said, yeah, but Chris, how am I going to retire? I was like, okay, what's the purpose of retirement? Cash flow, $100,000 to make $50,000 a year. That's a 50% rate of return.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how am I going to retire? Oh my gosh. Like, and I went back and forth for like 5 minutes and finally his wife, because it's usually the wives that get it first.
Yes.
The wife said,
I know.
This makes sense. What are you whining about? Like you still have $400,000 you're not even touching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just not doing it anyways. And so he finally reluctantly did it. You know, we did exactly as I said. He freed up exactly as I said he would, you know, which was $4,200 a month, right?
Yeah.
$50,000 a year. Well, here's what's cool. I mean, we did a few more other strategies. We found some tax things too, where we freed up another $10,000, $15,000 off that per year on his taxes. And then from there, what happened is that because he had freed up that money, he relaxed.
Yep.
When he relaxed, he started to actually be happier. Yep. Well, it's interesting, when new patients would come in to talk to him, he was in a better mood, right? He was in a better state of mind and a better state of being.
And his practice took off again.
What's that?
And his practice took off again.
It sure did. Another yep. $2,000 to $3,000 a month within just a few months. And he was loving his life. He was loving his practice. He was back on fire with his mission of healing people.
Yep.
And that's the key.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to make sure people understand that will listen to this podcast is that you and I just really sense strongly, money's not everything, right? It's like way mm-hmm. down the list, unless you don't have enough. And then you see, and you've seen it more than I, but it becomes everything. It monopolizes our thoughts, our emotions. It increases that stress. If we're prone to having any kind of illness at all, it amplifies it. This is one of those things that money, when you get the right perspective about that and get the right strategy in place, as you say, not just the understanding of it and the mindset, but the strategy to drive it. It's no different than a person that wants to get well from insomnia. Okay, there's mm-hmm. some things you can do. Now, here's the strategy to get you there. It's no different, right? In terms of having somebody get healthy physically, they can also experience health financially. And most people don't. I mean, we've heard this number all my adult life. I've heard the number that only like 2 out of 100 are going to be financially independent. Most people still don't even know what that means. They think it's, oh, I got $1 million in the bank, right? And I'm living off interest. That's what they... Right? I mean, the mindset yep. is just wacko. So let's back up a little bit and take it down a couple of steps. What two or three key things could you share with somebody who's earning, you know, whatever the average is here in Wyoming? It's $48,000 or $52,000, something like that, household income. When you work with people like that, still it's about the mindset and the strategy. Is the amount really the issue, or is it the mindset and the strategy that's most important? Which is it?
It's both.
Is it both?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, but I have seen people that have come back making less income than those that were already making great income with lots of savings, right? Give an example. I had a doc in Manhattan. Now, Manhattan has much higher quality of life than Wyoming, right?
Sure, sure.
But he was only making $60,000 a year, you know? So he's pretty much in poverty. Wow. He was a chiropractor out there, passionate guy, most awesome guy you've ever met. But he was just not bringing in money. And yeah. so one of the first things we had to do with him is we had to start looking at the money, like tracking the money. It's like, what's money's coming in and what money's going out? Understand that from a saver mentality, they only look at the money going out, the expenses, right? The spender mentality only looks at the money coming in.
Yep.
And they ignore the expenses, right?
That's me. That's my profile. Yeah.
Yeah. Spenders ignore their expenses. Yep. Stewards look at both. Stewards take the best of the spender and the saver, and they put it into one, right?
Okay.
So stewards say, all right, I'm going to look at income and expenses
okay.
because I need a full flow. It's just like blood. Blood's got to flow through the body. That's what creates life.
Yep.
Water flows, you create life. So you got to see the full flow. And that's one of the first things we did with them is we started looking at that. You know, then we started looking at things like, yeah, we looked at some taxes, but a lot of it was even in the practice too. It's like, what do you have going on there? And
yep.
But I'll tell you, the cool thing is that when we talked about mindset, he was already studying it like a monster, right? Like,
yeah.
as some people say, he's in beast mode, right?
Yeah.
He was just consuming it. And even when he would fly out to Utah here, he would fly out his whole team. He would fly them out, even though he doesn't have a whole lot of money, right? His practice was doing well, but he wasn't bringing home a lot. He was like one of the lowest paid employees, right?
Right.
But he still would fly everybody out to get them all on the same page. And I'll tell you, like, I had clients that had several hundred thousand to invest and make money off of.
Yep.
But they would take longer because they were trying to rely only on the money.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And there's ways to use the money to create passive income. I teach that all the time. But with him, what was interesting is 3 years later, I follow up with him. It's like, hey, how are things going? How's life? He's like, man, like, I'm making now personally over $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
Things are awesome. Things are amazing.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, I've saved tons of money. I mean, he's now on a better trajectory than the people that were already a decade or two ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know? So it's both.
Yep. Okay. I agree. Spenders and savers, right? You got to blend to both. Huh? You got to look at both avenues.
Yep. You got it.
So it sounds like you have a similar challenge with working with your clients that I do. And that's the educational piece, right? Helping to break some mindsets and some molds and get rid of faulty information. Would that be fair to say that that's your biggest challenge in what
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. The money part's easy. It's the mindset that's the struggle.
Yep. Okay. You and I share the same pains, my friend.
Anyone who teaches principle will find that same thing, because if somebody understands true principles,
yes.
it's easy to teach the strategy to go with the principles, right?
100%.
If they don't believe in true principles, it's like saying, hey, you know what? Milk does a body good. Pass it on. You know?
Yeah, right.
When you buy into those myths,
yep.
you know, you end up completely hurting yourself. Doesn't matter how much you work out or what you do with your health,
yep.
you'll ruin it.
Yep, 100% true. So what is the way that you primarily focus today? I know you mentioned earlier you're kind of like in a retirement mode at 42, which is awesome. What do you focus on with clients now in terms of products, services, education? What are you doing to stay active? I mean, I know that from the standpoint of not having some of those financial worries, that's awesome. But there's at 42, you still have 40 years of giving left, right? I mean, so
exactly.
What are you doing in that area?
Yeah, I'm basically working part-time now. I've got two active things that I do. I mean, one is my podcast, right? I have the Chris Miles Money Show that I do. And that's where I always direct people first.
Gotcha.
Because if they're saying like, well, what do I need to do if we get started? I'm like, listen to that. Like, understand the mindset and some of the principles behind that. Because if you understand that, it'll be much easier to teach you the strategies as a client, right?
100%.
And so I do that, of course, and I've been doing that. I've actually now, I'm almost near 350 episodes and just loving everything that's been happening and the growth from that. So that's been a thing that's kept me on fire and kept me going.
Yeah.
And then, of course, still part-time consulting, you know, where I'll coach clients and say, all right. Now, and most of them will come to me saying, hey, Chris, I want to practice because I want to,
yes.
not because I have to.
Yep.
Right? Like, I love what I do. In most cases, sometimes I get people who are like, I just want out of my practice. Get me retired now, right? Like, how do we do it fast and early without gambling the stock market? Like, how can I do it quickly?
Right.
And that kind of thing, which is great. You know, like, I find on average at least $40,000 a year mm-hmm. we can help increase cash flow the first year alone. And that's increasing every year.
Sure.
You know, but I mean, that's the thing that's fun, because that keeps me on point, right? It keeps me understanding, like, my finger on the pulse of knowing what people truly want.
Right.
And so I do that. I even help them figure out how to, like, get their money, paying them twice and things like that. Like, all those strategies. Essentially, just getting their money working for them so they don't have to work so hard for money.
Sure. Yeah, you know, a friend of mine always likes to say that you don't live to work. You work to live, right? And so, you know, people have that reverse flow. And because of that reverse flow, the stress, the, you know, the wear down, tear down mentally, physically, the illnesses. I mean, it all is tied together, right? I see it. And I know you've seen it a lot, too. So would you say that regardless of a person's income, if they plug into the Money Show podcast, they're going to pick up pearls and things that they can start understanding and working with and help that mindset and strategy? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. I mean, income helps. I mean, having assets help.
Sure.
But like I said, like, it's not a necessary, you know, point, because, like, for example, one of the things I see with practitioners is a big issue from a principal standpoint is that they believe it's a zero-sum game, right?
Uh-huh.
They believe that if I'm going to be a good person, you know, there has to be a winner and a loser. So if I'm a good person, I've got to lose so that somebody else wins. Exactly. And vice versa. If I'm a jerk, I'm going to try to win and take something from somebody else, and they're going to lose. And the truth is an abundant universe out there. Like, there's more than enough and to spare.
Yep.
And in fact, I learned this just from personally, because I used to believe that too. I was the kind of person who would give and give and give.
Yep.
And then sacrifice myself. I'd be a martyr.
Yep.
And the truth is that a martyr cannot serve to the full extent of their God-given abilities, right?
100%. 100%
true. So
that's
a big thing right there. So even those people that are like, I got to change my mindset around just how I see money, that I understand that there's a formula that dollars follow the value I create for other people.
That's right.
And if I want more money and I'm willing to ask for more money,
yep.
but still is willing to serve and add more value, I can justify it. And I'll tell you, that's how I retired the first time, is I obsessed over, instead of how do I lose so somebody else can win, it became how do I create a win-win?
Yep.
And all of a sudden everybody prospered. Not just the other person.
Yeah. Becca and I just spent the weekend in Chicago this last weekend at the Trinity Health Expo. A lot of, you know, a lot of vendors, a lot of product sales kind of things, but there's a lot of practitioners there too. We did a mix, meet and mingle Saturday night. We've never been there before. We just did it. We had hoped to have about 23 practitioners there. We had 32, okay? what happened was, and we did a private room at Banana's Restaurant there at the Tinley Center, and it was a lot of fun. But 90% of the people in the room are either haven't started a practice yet and have all their money invested in like their education and understanding how to naturally help people. And there's some there that have been in practice for anywhere from 1 to 3 years. Maybe they had 10 or 15 clients and they were giving it away. Unbelievable. Wow. Poverty mindset. I cannot understand why people have fallen into that. That it's an altruistic thing. Like you said, a zero-sum game is the game to play, and it's a dog loser, right? They can't. It's not sustainable. On any level, it's not sustainable. I mean, if you want to give it all away, fine. Develop a $1 million a year practice, cash, and give $800,000 away. Fine. Do that, right? But don't play the martyr game, right? Like what you're talking about. Exactly. So true. Who would you like to give some credit to as far as having positive influence on you and the direction you've gone in your financial career? Anybody come to
there
mind?
There are so many.
Great mentors?
I mean, Robert Kiyosaki was kind of like the start, right?
Really?
Like,
okay.
That poor dad, you know, that kind of thing just changed my mindset. I was a financial advisor reading that book.
Yeah.
Somehow I was trying to justify it. That meant that I, you know, it was somehow supporting financial advisor, which it was not doing. He's kind of like the original guy that was poo-pooing all over financial advisors, right?
Yep.
And then there was guys like Les McGuire, who actually died in a plane wreck in 2006. I followed his radio show a lot back in those days. He was a millionaire, you know, taught a lot of the same principles. In fact, he was the one that was partners with Garrett Gunderson,
okay,
who I had worked with for 6 years before we broke off and created our own companies and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there's lots of mentors along the way, but I'll tell you, like, those are the two biggest influences when it came to how I saw money.
Yeah. You know, one of the guys that I, you know, Larry Burkett was kind of from my day back in the 90s. You know, you had, you know, obviously you got, I can't remember his name right now, but he's pretty popular. You know, it's a spinoff on stuff, right? It's like, my deal is no debt, right? That's my big thing is, how are you going to prosper to the maximum when you've allocated money you have no guarantee you're going to earn, and you've pledged it into the future to mortgage companies and credit cards and automobiles and things of that nature. So I come from that generation back in the 80s, 90s, where when my career was first kicking off, that said, you know, debt is, you know, it's an instrument, it's a tool, but unfortunately for 98% of the people out there, it's very intoxicating. It's like an addictive drug.
Sure.
It's like whip out the card and they don't realize that, you know, those people want their money back and they want it back with interest, right? I mean, that's a dog loser as far as, you know, part of the strategy to avoid. So, you know, that's, for me, that's what I was always focused on, is like, just be debt free. And then, you know, you'll have the resources to go into things that you have to offer and things you're going to teach on your podcast and things like that. So,
yeah.
What is your viewpoint on debt? Is that a no-no in most cases?
You know, I look at it from the perspective of the Bible in some ways, you know, like, There's an example in the Bible called the parable of the talents.
Yep.
Right? Where there's three servants that each of them go into debt, right? Each of them are given a certain amount of money. But what's interesting is that, you know, one was given five sums of money. One was given two sums. The other was given one sum.
Yep.
The one that was given five went out and made use of that money, was a good, wise steward, and made five more. He made 10 total. And he came back and the master said, well done, thou good faithful servant. You know, I gave you stewardship over a few things. I'll now make you a master over many.
Yep.
Come into my kingdom. The person with two made two more, got the same exact reward, regardless of how much. What's interesting is the one that had one buried it, didn't lose it. He basically was the Dave Ramsey.
That's the guy I was thinking of.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like, no, I paid it back. But the Lord's like, that's not what I gave it to you for.
Right.
You know, you weren't a wise steward. You knew what I required. Get out of here. I'm going to take the one that you had and give it to the guy that made 10. And that's how I view debt, is that you're absolutely correct that 90% plus, 95% plus percent of people don't know how to use debt correctly.
Right.
When I have people use debt, a lot of times I'll have them restructure it sometimes to free up the cash flow, because you're right, you don't want to be burdened with high payments. The problem is when people are anti-debt, like ultra saver, hoarder type mentalities, is that they try to pay it off too quickly and they put themselves in dangerous positions.
Yep.
I like to be people where there's plenty of room between income and expenses.
Yep.
They live within their means, not because they're debt-free, but because they've got the debt manageable. And then if they're going to leverage debt, we use it like where we go and like, for example, somebody's like, I had a couple in Hawaii. They're like, okay, we got 800,000 of equity and a home equity line of credit we could use. The payment on 800,000 is only 1,900 a month. That's it. I mean, cheap use of money.
Yeah.
And the husband wanted to use it. The wife was scared to use it.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, 1,900 a month for 800,000. What if we use that to buy more assets, like real assets, like buy real property? Not right. Someone who says they buy property, but buy the real property that's cash flowing.
Yes.
And you could cash flow easily about $7,000 to $8,000 a month, pay your 1,900 a month, and then some. And so that is the kind of like my stewardship. If you know what you're doing, right?
Yep.
And that's what I help train people to do.
Yep.
It's amazing you can create. And that was no money out of pocket. That was just money that was already in equity in their home.
Yep.
That they were like, wait, we could actually retire. We could even like sell our business, which would give us more money.
Yep.
And we could even way above and beyond what we need. And they even said, hey, maybe we'll move to the mainland because Hawaii is getting too expensive, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, I heard a guy say one time, and it's absolutely true. I've met people that earned $5,000 a month, and I met people that earned $200,000 a month. And the guy making $200,000 could be a financial failure, a financial flop. And the guy making $5,000 a month could be blissfully happy, secure, right? I mean, the amount is not the issue. It's the mindset and the strategy. That's exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all comes back to cash flow. When you have more cash, when you have more profit, that creates options. And when you have more options, that's how you create freedom.
Yeah, it's 100%
right.
And
I've seen that too. I'm in mastermind groups of very successful investors, but they feel like they're chained to their own business, right?
Yeah.
Where you have that passive streams or residual streams of income coming in, you don't feel that way.
Yeah. Chris, we've touched on a couple of things that people need to really plug into regardless of how much money they're currently earning or their debt or whatever. One is to you give them a warning about being too much on the spender side or too much on the saver side. You need a blend. So I definitely picked that up. The other is you talked about having the right mindset and strategy. So I want to kind of revisit that. What's one more tip that will stand out in the minds of our listeners, one little pearl that you can throw out there for them as we get ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, I'll just say that cash flow is everything. It's not the amount of money you have. It's not the amount of income you're earning. In fact, sometimes less income can work. You know, I had someone who was a health coach. She only needed $2,000 a month.
Yep.
She had $200,000 sitting in mutual funds, right? And she's like, I will never be able to retire because in the traditional financial world,
yes,
you're only.
I think I lost you. We got a little blank airspace going on here, Chris.
That's fine. Can you hear me now?
Okay, go back and go back to your. We're gonna leave that in there because the technical difficulties is part of life, right? Go back to your health coach. She needed $2,000 a month. She had $200,000 in mutual funds, and
the financial advisor will say you only live on 2 or 3% a month, right? That's it. So they say because you don't want to run out of money too early. So if you think 2 or 3% of $200,000, that's only $4,000 to $6,000 a year you're going to live on. That's $400 or $500 a month. Not enough.
Not going to happen.
So I told her we could take that $200,000. We could go and invest it, even if we earned 10-12% a year just in contractual returns, right?
Yep.
Different investments could be in real estate or could be in other things. Like right there, you can make between $1,600 and $2,000 a month of that money. She's like, well, I only need $1,500 a month to live. I'm like, ta-da, you did it. She was even saying, if I could even do this in 5 years where I only health coach people 3 hours in the morning and then I'm done, that would be a dream. I was like, how could it be that you would have to coach 0 hours, not just in 5 years, but in 1 year?
Wow.
So now you coach not because you have to, because you want to.
Mindset and strategy. Yeah.
It's all mindset, like, and seeing what's possible. And some people say, well, that seems too good to be true. And then she said that same thing. She's like, are you kidding me? Like, are you messing with me now? I'm like, no.
Like, it's the truth.
Why does everybody know about this? I'm like, there's a few million people that are already doing this.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the masses and the media, especially those that are, like financial institutions, they don't want you to do that stuff because it takes money out of their hands.
Yep.
They want you to put money with them, leave it there forever.
Yep.
Never touch it.
Yep.
And so you understand that almost everything you've been taught, just like in the health industry, everything you've been taught financially has come from a skewed sense of marketing and advertising.
Yep.
And by the way, principles are true no matter where it is. High risk creates high returns. They say money. That doesn't work with health.
Mm-mm.
Well, you can't take high risk with your health and get better
and
health.
Get better returns. It's not an impossibility. Yeah.
No. And it's the same thing with money. Like, you got to question everything you've been taught.
Yep.
And that will set you free.
Yep. 100%. You know, the average person doesn't realize it because they don't look at the big picture. The average person in this country is a millionaire. If you make $40,000 a year, if you work make $25,000 a year for 40 years, that's $1 million.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. With the things you just said, they keep it, right?
Yes.
The institutions figure out a way to get that, your $1 million that you worked for 40 years, and they make themselves wealthy with it. And so I would appreciate having you on. I know it's kind of a little switcheroo for Total Wellness Radio, but it's a part of being well, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yep. Financial, and I'll tell you, like, people always ask me, they're like, I don't think I can afford to eat, you know, like organic and holistic foods and things like that. I'm like, yeah, you can. Like,
yeah,
you can afford whatever you prioritize. Like, I know 100%. Drug addicts that will find any way to possibly get to drugs.
Yep.
You can do it, especially if you question everything you've been taught. And that's why I even have on my website, I have a free ebook called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets for Cash Today.
Yeah.
It actually shows how my average client freed up $34,000 a year. So the top 7 strategies to do that. And so
then
if you have, you know, patience to say,
yep,
I can't afford this stuff, tell them, go check out that book. It's free. It's a literal like 28 pages because I put page breaks in there.
Got
so
you.
It's that short, short and to the point, effective, you know.
Chris Miles, founder of Money Ripples, thank you so much for being on Total Wellness Radio. I can't thank you enough, actually, and I'm sure we're going to continue our relationship. I got some ideas, all right, just from talking with you the last 30 minutes. You have the Money Show podcast on iTunes, and what is your website, Chris, so we can direct people to get that ebook from you?
Yeah, it's moneyripples.com.
RIPPLES, moneyripples.com. Yeah. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. This is going to wrap it up, this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Enjoy and have a blessed day.
Hi, everybody. This is April Martinez, CNHP, with Living with Elevation Natural Health Center, and you're listening to the Total Wellness Radio podcast.
Well, that will do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again so much for tuning in. And if you enjoyed our podcast, you should really check out our website at countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. There you're going to find up-to-date blog posts and free downloads to enhance your journey in natural health. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.